Study 11, Section 2, Subsection 2, The Christian and Politics. A clear understanding of and firm faith in the coming of God's kingdom means that we will recognize that human government is unable to bring about perfection. Jesus prophesied that things would degenerate from bad to worse in the last days, just prior to his coming. Luke chapter 21, verses 9 to 11. And 25 to 27. It is not possible to believe his words and at the same time hope to radically improve the world's position through human politics. On an individual level, we are simply to do good to all men as opportunity may allow. Galatians 6, verse 10. The record of the early believers shows them to have been committed to living a spiritual life in anticipation of Christ's return, chiefly manifesting their concern for the surrounding world through preaching to them. The way of human beings is not in their control. They cannot direct their steps. That's Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, New Revised Standard Version. Giving these words their weight means that we will recognize that human leadership is something which God's children will never seek. Voting is therefore inconsistent with a true understanding of this. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Daniel 4, verse 32. He is the power that is above the high ones of the present government. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 8, NIV. Human rulers are thus ultimately given their power by God. Romans 13, verse 1. To vote in a democratic system may therefore involve voting against one whom God has chosen to be in power. Thus, it is recorded that God gave certain nations into the control of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. Because of our recognition that God has given nations into the hands of their rulers, we should be very careful to be exemplary citizens, abiding by the laws of the country where we live, unless they conflict with the law of Christ. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. The authorities that exist are appointed by God. For because of this, you also pay taxes. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, honor to whom honor is due. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. The involvement of Christian organizations in forms of political protest and tax boycotts is therefore an indication of their studied disregard of these basic biblical principles. However, Peter's example of continuing to preach Christ when forbidden by the government to do so is an indication of how we can only obey human commands when they do not conflict with the law of Christ. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. Acts chapter 4, verses 17 to 20, and chapter 5, verses 28 and 29.